Jai Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Vihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namastubhyam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtike Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th Canto, 11th Chapter, Chapter entitled Summary Description of Mahapurusha, Text 6 to 8. Etadvai Purusham Rupam Bhupado Dhyu Shiro Nabaha Nabis Suryo Akshini Nase Vayu Karno Disha Prabhu Etadvai Purusham Rupam Bhupado Dhyu Shiro Nabaha Nabis Suryo Akshini Nase Vayu Karno Disha Prabhu Etadvai Purusham Rupam Bhupado Dhyu Shiro Nabaha Nabis Suryo Akshini Nase वायुः कर्णो दिश प्रभो Matajes. Then next two shlokas also. Prajapati prajana nam. Prajapati prajana nam apano mrityurishito tadbahavo lokapala manaschandro bho yamaha lajjottaro dharo lobho dantajyoshnasmayo pramaha romani buruhu bhumno megha purushamurthajaha. Word to word translation. Etat, this, why, indeed, purusham, sorry, paurusham, of the Virat Purusha, rupam, form, bhuh, the earth, padau, his feet, dyauh, heaven, shiraha, his head, Nabaha, the sky, Nabihi, his navel, Suryaha, the sun, Akshini, his eyes, Nase, his nostrils, Vayuhu, the air, Karnau, his ears, Dishaha, the directions, Praboho, the Supreme Lord. Prajapati, demigods of procreation, prajananam, his genitals, apanaha, his anus, mrityu, death, ishitu, of the absolute controller, tadbaha, his arms, lokapalaha, the presiding demigods of various planets, manaha, his mind, chandraha, the moon, bruvau, his eyebrows, yamaha, the god of death, lajja, shame, uttara, his upper lip, adhara, his lower lips, lobaha, greed, danta, his teeth, jyotsna, the light of the moon, smaya, his smile, brahmaha, delusion, romani, the hairs of the body, bhuruhaha, the trees, bhumna, of the mighty lord, megaha, the clouds, purushaha, of the virata purusha, murdhaja, the hairs upon the head. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, by the disciples of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is the representation of the Supreme Lord as a universal person in which the earth is his feet, the sky his navel, the sun his eyes, the wind his nostrils, the demigod of procreation his genitals, the death his anus, and the moon his mind. The heavenly planets are his head, the directions his ears, and the demigods protecting the various planets, his many arms. The god of death, his eyebrows. Shame, his lower lips. Greed, his upper lip. Delusion, his smile. And moonshine, his teeth. Well, the trees are the almighty Purusha's bodily hairs, and the clouds, the hair on his head. Purport. Various aspects of the material creation, such as the earth, the sun, the trees, are sustained by the various limbs of the universal body of the Lord. Thus they are considered non-different from him, as described in this verse, which is meant for meditation. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyade Shatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. Welcome everyone to the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seeking blessings from all assembled devotees so that I can speak something for my purification and in the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the current section over here, Saunakadi Rishis are asking Suta Goswami to explain about the Mahapurusha, the meditation and the Tantra Yoga, where the Supreme Lord is worshipped as the universal form. Yesterday Srikanth Krishnaprabhu very nicely elaborated various aspects of Tantra worship, how it is meant for the materially contaminated people who are not able to directly see the Supreme Lord. So in this verse here, Suta Goswami gives the Virat Rupa form. Earth is his feet, the sky his navel, the sun his eyes, the wind his nostrils. So entirely in these three verses, the around 17 elements of the universe are been presented. Some of them are which can be observed, like the earth, sky, sun and moon. And there are other aspects which are also presented, something like greed, delusion, shame and death. So they are not seen, but they can be noticed and perceived. So seeing these aspects of this material world, a yogi is asked to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, as explained in yesterday's class also, the Virat Rupa form comes in various places throughout Bhagavatam. It is mentioned like it comes three times in the second canto, and then it again comes in the third canto also. And at various places when it comes, it has various different purposes. And here, at other places, it is to show how the Supreme Lord is actually the creator of this universe. But here, the essential purpose of giving Virata Rupa is to meditation for the yogis. So that aspect is Sukadeva Goswami covers in the second canto, first chapter. When the Parikshit Maharaj asked what is the purpose, what is the ultimate goal and what one should do at the end of the life, Sukadeva Goswami tells one should meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead while leaving the body. And how one should meditate, in that Sukadeva Goswami gives, initially he gives about the Virat Rupa meditation for somebody who is too much attached. Sukadeva Goswami there tells, Rajas tamobhyam akshiptam vimuda mana atmanaha yachet dharanaya dhiro hanti yattat krutam malam. So what happens is, in a conditioned state, rajo tamobhyam akshiptam, the passion always agitates a person and ignorance it bewilders. So Sukadeva Goswami says, to rectify this condition, one has to rectify such conceptions of passion and ignorance in relationship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, taking shelter of Prabhupada's purports in the second canto, I would like to speak something on the Virat Rupa descriptions, and then on the later part of the presentation you will see why Sukadeva Goswami is presenting it over here. The Prabhupada writes, persons generally conduct with the modes of passion and ignorance cannot be bona fide candidates for being situated in the transcendental stage of God realization. Only persons conducted with the mode of goodness can have the knowledge of supreme truth. What are the effects of passion and ignorance? It is manifested as the hankering for wealth and women. So somebody who is behind the constant mode of sense gratification, cannot accept the superiority of the personal form of the Lord. Because they are unable to accept the personal form of the Lord, so they are presented the Virata Rupa. Prabhupada writes very nicely here. They want to see with their own eyes at once. They do not recognize the authority of the great acharyas. Interestingly, Prabhupada writes, for someone who is in the material consciousness to accept a personal Lord who just looks like a small kid in a Vrindavan doing pasturing and taking care of cows, to accept him as a Supreme Personality of Godhead and serve him, that consciousness doesn't arise. The material consciousness in Bhagavatam is said in three levels. Like, a person is envious of somebody who is superior to him, and person is always in competition with somebody who is equal to him, and a person will exploit the person who is inferior to him. So unless a material conditioned person if the material condition person sees any person having a little less potencies, the only thing that he thinks of is to exploit. So, and the moment you present the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the only thing that comes out of the material person is envy. So now, so for that, and for someone who wants to see with their eyes, the Bhagavatam and the Vedic scriptures, they present the Virat Rupa. Prabhupada writes here, less intelligent men cannot conceive of the transcendental, all spiritual form of the Lord, but they are astounded by His different energies. Just as the aborigines are struck with wonder by the manifestation of the lightning, a gigantic mountain or a hugely expanded banyan tree. The aborigines praise the strength of the tiger and the elephant because of their superior energy and strength. So unless they see something very powerful, they will not be able to accept. So that's why this great Virat Rupa is presented. And by presenting this, showing various aspects of this universe which are so powerful, and connecting them to the personal aspects of the Supreme Lord, slowly, slowly, the materialistic persons are taken towards a personal form. Interestingly, in this purport, Prabhupada calls these people who are unable to accept the personal form of the Lord as asuras. Prabhupada writes, the asuras cannot recognize the existence of the Lord, although there are vivid descriptions of the Lord in the revealed scriptures. The asuras do not accept any evidential proof from the revealed scriptures, nor do they recognize the authority of the great acharyas. So there are two types of people, suras and asuras, demoniac and divine. This constitutes the whole material world. Interesting definition of comes is Vishnu Bhakta Smrito Deva Asurim Tat Viparyaya. Somebody who is worshipping the Vishnu is called as asura, and somebody who is not worshipping is called as an asura. Regarding the accepting of the authority by the asuras, this is a nice thing given in the sixth canto. It comes, this is the pastime where the Vritrasur and all the demons are fighting the demigods. The first time the Vritrasura takes birth and he attacks the demigods, and all the demigods are driven away. And then the Indra takes shelter of Lord Vishnu, and from them Dadichi Muni, and they get the Vajrayuda, and all the demigods, they come back to attack the demons. So this time when the demons, they want to fight the demigods, and they give all of their weapons, they throw, but nothing happens to the demigods. They easily smash all the weapons, and then demigods are about to attack the asuras. If you see the previous way, all the asuras were led by the Vritrasura. He was such a huge gigantic personality. Seeing his form, all the demigods were afraid. And even in this particular fight, as it goes forward, it happens that Indra throws his club, and Vritrasura very easily catches the club and just throws it back at Indra. And now Indra is bewildered whether he should throw the Vajrayuda at Vritrasura or not. So Vritrasura is still having that potency of power to lead the armies of asuras. But still, seeing the power of the devatas, asuras are running away. And there Rudrasura tries to stop them and tries to give a very nice instructions. Like, running away from the battlefield is not the characteristics of a kshatriyas. So we are all kshatriyas. We should fight. Whether it is birth, whether it is victory or defeat, ultimately dying in the battlefield is glorious. So let us fight this battle and win. And if needed, take a glorious position. And further, if you see the capacity of the position of Rudrasur, he is a pure devotee of the Lord, completely situated in that pure devotion towards the Lord. He has the capacity of even guiding the asuras in proper devotional service also, if they approach. But the asuras were not ready to hear the instructions of Rudrasura. They are just running away. And Sukadeva Goswami, in that 6th canto, 11th chapter, verse number 1, he uses very nice word over there. All the asuras are running away as if they does not have any master. He says, anathavat. Anatha is an orphan, somebody who does not have a father or mother. Generally, somebody who has somebody to protect, the child gets that confidence. And here, the asuras are running away like orphans. That's what Sukadeva Goswami tells. But instead of not anatha, he says anathavat. They are not actually without any natha. They have a master as Rudrasur. But because they are not in a position to accept the guidance given from the Rudrasur, they are just running away like anatha. Regarding this, I just remembered one instance from my personal life. Like, my father was in the government service, one of the prominent posts, and he was doing his duties very nicely. And regularly he had to submit the reports to his superiors. So I used to see that he used to work nicely, but when it comes to submit to his superiors all the reports, he was in a lot of anxiety. So once in a childishness, I just went and asked, "Oh father, why are you so much in anxiety? You do all of your duties very nicely. I see I am never afraid while going to an exam, but I see you are so much afraid while submitting the reports to your superiors." And the answer that my father gave was very interesting. He just said that, "Look son, you are a son of a deputy collector, but I am just a son of a poor farmer. So I don't have that confidence." So one thing that he was presenting over there was the ultimate confidence on oneself does not come by one's own potency, but it comes from where we actually take shelter from. Bhagavatam also at various places presents this particular theme. Ambarish Maharaj was completely fearless when he was attacked by the demon from the Durvasa Muni. But Durvasa Muni was completely fearful because the shelter was not there. Prahlad Maharaj was completely fearless even though attacked by Hiranyakashipu. But if you see the demons, when the ultimate thing comes, they are completely in frustration and fear. So this is the position of the asuras. At one side, they does not want to; they are not ready to accept the authority given by the shastras and the acharyas. And the plight of the asuras is they will be running like orphans here and there when the problem comes. So that's why here Prabhupada writes, the Virat Rupa manifestation of the Lord is simultaneously a challenge to the atheist and a favor for the asuras. It is a challenge because they see a lot of powerful things in front of them which they cannot conquer and overpower. And at the same time it is a favor because that same powerful entities like mountains, oceans can be connected to the Supreme Lord and ultimately get elevated. Regarding the meditation on the Virat Rupa form, Prabhupada also makes it very clear that meditation on the Virat Rupa doesn't just mean meditating in the mood of enjoying the material elements, but meditating understanding that this all belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Towards the later verses here, Vishnu Chakra Thakur gives a very nice meditation, how a devotee can meditate on this universal form. This is in the verse 24 purport, disciples of Prabhupada, they write here, Srila Vishnu Chakra Thakur recommends that we become humble by practicing following meditation. Earth, which is always visible to me, is the expansion of the lotus feet of my Lord, who is always to be meditated upon. The earth is always seen wherever we go, and we can meditate that this is the lotus feet of the Lord. So in that way, a devotee is never away from the lotus feet of the Lord. All moving and non-moving living beings have taken shelter of the earth and are all sheltered at the lotus feet of my Lord. For this reason, I should respect every living being and not envy anyone. So meditation on the Virat Rupa in this form also makes a devotee humble and is able to see the equal vision. And further he says, all living entities constitute the Kaustubha gem on my lotus, Lord's chest. Therefore, I should never envy or deride any living entity. By practicing this meditation, one can achieve success in life. Vishnu Thakur Thakur says how the Virat Rupa meditation, the devotees can also take and use it in meditating on the Supreme Lord and developing non-enviousness towards the other living entities. So having spoken a little bit on the Virat Rupa, I just take one small theme like, now the entire this section is coming in the 12th canto of Bhagavatam. Initially Sukadeva Goswami already spoke about the Virat Rupa, and then there are a lot of pastimes that which have been told about Lord Vishnu and everything, and in the 10th canto the wonderful pastimes of Krishna are also been described. And again, why this is coming over here? So, Burjan Prabhu, in his book, The Backward Glance, he presents a very nice thought process. He says, like, in the 12th canto, initially there is a description of how Parikshit Maharaj left his body, and then Janamejaya's Sarpayagnya sacrifice was there, and then the Shaunaka Rishi's question answers, they just start. They ask about the questions about, please explain about the Vedic scriptures. He says, like, it is not just a curiosity of the Shaunaka Rishi's to know about the various Vedic scriptures, but it is to show how all the Vedic scriptures are ultimately leading to the Bhagavatam. So that's where the Sutta Goswami starts by explaining how all the Vedas, they came into this material world in the form of a Om, and then it was elaborated, and then Vyasadeva divided everything. And then there is a description of Yajnavalkya. And there, Bhrijan Prabhu, he writes that even in the prayers of Yajnavalkya to the sun god is praised as the super soul on whom everybody is depending. So it is not a prayer to a demigod or a material manifest, so material entity in this world, but it is ultimately the prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there, he says, like, by prayers to the sun god, they are actually prayers to the super soul on whom everybody is dependent on. And then Sudha Goswami goes on elaborating on the various Puranas, and then he gives a description of what are 10 topics which are discussed in the Puranas for them to be called as major Puranas. And we know that in the Bhagavatam second canto, Sukadeva Goswami gives the 10 topics and how these 10 topics are there throughout the Bhagavatam. So through the, and then Shaunakada Rishis, they again ask about the details of Markandeya Rishi. This is one wonderful pastime presented at the end of the Bhagavatam over here. At one side, Markandeya Rishi, who has experienced the universal annihilation, his universal annihilation is understood properly through his experience. And at going elaborately in the next section of Markandeya's life is also presented over here. The Sudha Goswami doesn't end with the universal dissolution that is experienced by Markandeya Rishi. It goes on saying how he is a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord and what a devotees of the Supreme Lord are doing. Initially he was worshipping Lord Shiva, and ultimately he was came to worshipping Narayana Rishi, and is completely satisfied to the extent that even Lord Shiva is feeling, I don't have anything to give to him, but because he is a devotee, let me just go and take association of him. So through this pastime over here, the supreme position of association of the devotees and is also presented. Like, all the devotees throughout the Bhagavatam, they ultimately asked for the association of the devotees. Dhruva Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj and all. So here again the same theme is brought out, and it is shown that how this is the perfection of Bhagavatam which is presenting. And in the same theme, like how from the various aspects of the Bhagavatam, various aspects of the Vedic worships, the ultimately the Krishna element is brought out. So here Shaunakada Rishis are asking, so what about the Kriya Yoga and what about the Tantra Yoga? It is being presented at the various parts, and there may be so many rishis also who are doing the universal form meditation. So here again, when it was asked, so as it starts over here, the Sudha Goswami starts with the universal form description, and as the verses go ahead, it is all the description of the vibhutis of the Supreme Lord. Actually, the universal form ends almost here. And in the further verses, there are around 39 various vibhutis of the Lord are being presented in his personal Vaikuntha form. What is the Kaustubha gem jewel represents? What is the garland represents? What is the various ornaments and cloths of the Lord represents, and various associates of the Lord, what all it represents. So here Bhrijan Prabhu says that here Sutta Goswami is bringing the universal Virat Rupa worshipper slowly, slowly towards the Vishnu worship. You have a habit of seeing the Supreme Lord in this universe. Now you see the Supreme Lord in the form of the Vishnu. And then, towards the end of the description, in the verse 25, it will come. Sutta Goswami directly takes to the Krishna form. In the various other universal forms, it came up to Vishnu form. But here, it comes up to the form of Krishna. He says, Sri Krishna Krishna Sakavrishni Vrishabhava Nidrik Rajanya Vamshadahana Anapavarga Virya Govinda Govinda Gopavanita Vrajavrutya Gita Tirtha Sravasravana Mangala Pahi Vrityan. So Krishna Krishna Sakavrishni Vrishabhava Nidrik Rajanya Vamshadahana Anapavarga Virya. So at one level, Krishna is seen as the one who has conducted a lot of politics and established the dharma. And the third verse is Govinda Gopavanita Vrijavritya Gita. So that same Krishna is the Vrija Vrindavan Krishna, who is supposed to be meditated. So like this, all the aspects of the Vedic are being connected back to Krishna. And going ahead in the 12th chapter of this 12th canto, Sutta Goswami again presents the entire list of all the topics that which are described in the Bhagavatam. So by showing all that, he just says how glorious the Bhagavatam is. And towards the end of that, he just presents how Srimad Bhagavatam is so wonderful. He just comes to the point of, says a verse of, Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam, tadeva shashvat manaso mahotsavam, tadeva shokar navashoshanam runam, yaduttamashloka yashonugiyate. So this Bhagavatam is ever new, and it is ever relishable. Says, so Vishnu Chakur Thakur says there, like, but Bhagavatam also has some unpalatable, unpleasant instances also, like Krishna following Prasena into the Jabavan's cave, and Mother Sita being kidnapped by Ravana. So all these past tense are also there. But still Vishnu Chakra Thakur says, still it is pleasant only. It may be causing lamentation for the devotee, but that lamentation in the Supreme Personality of Godhead will remove all the lamentation of this material world. In this case, it creates an eternal festival, and these are very newer and newer. So like that, this later section of Bhagavatam, after the Parikshit Maharaj Janmajaya's Sarpayagnya, the various questions that which Shaunaka Rishis are asking, it just brings out the glory of Bhagavatam, it just brings out the glory of various aspects, like the Virat Rupa, demigod worships, and all. Lastly, it is also fascinating how Sutta Goswami, towards the end, he concludes the Bhagavatam. The initial questions, the way Sutta Goswami, Shaunaka says, they started, what is the purpose of this life, what one should do in this Kali Yuga, and towards the end, Sutta Goswami again repeats the verses of Tadvag Visargo Janataga Viplavo, the sloka in the first canto. So like that he very nicely summarizes the entire Bhagavatam, this later chapter also. So this I would like to end the presentation here. So basically here we have just seen how the Virat Rupa worship is being presented for the atheists who are not willing to accept an authority. And here is just seen how when one does not accept an authority, one does not get the peace of mind. And Virat Rupa is presented as a mercy to even this atheist. And later we've seen how this whole section, even if it is coming at the end of the Bhagavatam, it just presents the essence of the Bhagavatam. So there's a nice verse regarding the glories of Bhagavatam here. Towards the end it says, Kalimala Samhita Kalano Akhilesho Hari Itaratra Na Giyatehi Avikshanam Ihatu Punar Bhagavan Ashesha Murti Paripatho Nupatham Kata Prasanga. Hari Itaratra Na Giyate. In the various other Vedic literatures, the Lord Hari is not sufficiently glorified. But here in this Bhagavatam, he is again and again glorified. So like this, Suta Goswami asks everyone to take shelter of the Bhagavatam, which removes all the Kalimala. Yes, I would like to stop here. Any comments or corrections? Jai. Gandharva Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.